score from Goodison Park. Everton 3, Liverpool 0 in the Merseyside derby. Andy Johnson with the second goal for the Toffees for him. 3-0 in all. Everton 3, Liverpool 0. Switzerledlo Food and Drink Festival taking place this weekend. And on the phone, we're joined with TV celebrity Monty Don. Monty, hello.
Hello.
I saw you at the Food and Drink Festival earlier. You've got a stall there, and you're also talking about a brand new project, helping adult offenders reconnect with the community. Can you tell me a bit more about it, please?
Yeah, it's called the Monty Project, and we've been going for a year. And we've taken, I've rented a patch of ground near Ludlow, and we are growing vegetables, we're rearing pigs, we're raising sheep, and we're taking local repeat offenders, people who, quite a few, have had long-term class A drug addictions, others have various problems, and trying to get them out of the loop of repeat offending. And to do that is to put them into contact with the soil, with growing things, with the community, and teach them skills that will enable them, hopefully, to sort themselves out and also to get a job.
Excellent. I see on the food festival as well, there's going to be a TV programme about this as well.
Yeah, they've been filming for the last 2 years, a documentary. And it goes out on BBC Two at 9 o'clock, starts on November the 13th, and will go on for 5 weeks after that.
And how many people have you got involved with this project so far?
Well, it's very small, and the idea is to keep it small. But we've worked out we've had 22 people through it this year, of which about 15 or 16 have been regular. And what I hope to do is to get more of these projects opening up right across the country. The scope for there to be hundreds, and all of them will be small. All of them will stay local, stay small, and have meaning within that local context. What I don't want to do is bust people in from outside or create a business that takes what we grow and spreads it far and wide. I want to keep it local and modest and relate it to the community that it's based in.
Excellent. I noticed in the programme as well, it says it costs over £37,000 to imprison somebody for a year. So this project is definitely worthwhile.
It's more successful so far than anything else working in a similar area, and it costs less than half than any alternative. What people don't realise is how expensive this sort of crime is. It costs this country somewhere around about £20 billion a year to deal with the crimes that arise out of persistent drug use or drug misuse. And no one is dealing with it. No one is accepting it as their problem. And the truth is, it's all our problem. It's everywhere you go, particularly in small rural towns, it's prevalent. So what I'm trying to do is show that we can deal with it, but it's up to us. It doesn't need to cost a fortune. It doesn't need more than really a field and some people who are interested and want to sort it out. But unless we all engage with it and deal with it, it won't get better.
And you've got a stall as well at the food festival, and you're selling products that these people are making.
Absolutely, yeah. We've bought vegetables of all kinds, all grown organically, and we've sold out twice. And as I speak to you, I sincerely hope some members of the group are down on the farm, madly cutting and digging and picking more to bring up, so we can restock our stall. But all as fresh as possible, really good stuff, and we're selling it up.
Brilliant. So it's the 13th of November, you said, that the TV programme.
13th of November, 9 o'clock, BBC Two.
Brilliant. So 13th of November, that's Monty Don. So he's at the Ludlow Food and Drink Festival this afternoon. And if you want to go and see him, he's got a stall in the grounds, and you can see the local TV personality doing his thing this afternoon. Shropshire.